Chapter 4. I didn't think. I only sank to my knees, fighting with my skirts, beside the man prone on the ground. He was wedged between the two tables, curled in on himself, his hands up. When I leaned over him, I saw that it was Captain Mabry, his glasses tumbled off to the floor, his face streaked with blood. Cretan, it must have been. Or perhaps Cretan with the help of another. Or someone else altogether. I didn't know any of the men well enough to be sure. I pulled the captain onto his back as the room erupted into chaos behind me, chairs scraping as men pushed them back, excited voices. "He's done it again," said someone. "All right then," a man's voice boomed over the others. I looked up to see the orderlies had come into the room, and the biggest one, a huge man with pale hair cropped close to his scalp, was giving orders. "We're going off to the common room, all of us, in order, single file, nice and quiet." His vowels flattened over one another, the consonants crisp and brittle, British and yet somehow alien. I had just placed it as South African when Matron appeared behind the huge orderly and peered past him, her expression livid. "What is the meaning of this?" she barked to the room. I looked back down at Captain Mabry. He was lying in my lap, as docile as a trained dog, looking up at me. His nose was bleeding profusely, a great gush of blood down the front of his face, over his lips and chin, onto his shirt front and the floor. It was a nosebleed in full flush, more gobbets of fresh black blood moving sluggishly out of his nostrils. Nina appeared over my shoulder. She took in the situation briefly, said, "I'll get the windsoles," and was gone before I could ask what that meant. I swallowed. "Right then." I rolled him further up over my knees. The nose didn't appear broken. It seemed, unbelievably, like a simple nosebleed. I lifted his torso and tilted his head back. He cooperated with perfect obedience, as if I knew what I was doing, and crooked my elbow under the back of his neck. "Lean back, lean on me as far back as you can, and look up." A bloody nose, of all things. The one thing, the only thing I knew how to treat, at least temporarily. The only thing I had experience of. Captain Mabry tilted his head back. With practiced precision, I pinched his nostrils shut.